After the fiasco at Rubicam's Business College, the idea of getting a gentleman caller for Laura began to play a more and more important part in Mother's calculations. It became an obsession. Like some archetype of the universal unconscious, the image of the gentleman caller haunted our small apartment. Even when he wasn't mentioned, his presence hung in Mother's preoccupied look and in my sister's frightened, apologetic manner, hung like a sentence passed upon the Wingfields. Mother was a woman of action as well as words. She began to take logical steps in the planned direction. Late that winter and in the early spring, realizing that extra money would be needed to properly feather the nest and plume the bird, she conducted a vigorous campaign on the telephone, roping in subscribers to one of those magazines for matrons called The Homemaker's Companion, the type of journal that features the serialized sublimations of ladies of letters who think in terms of eyes like wood smoke in autumn, fingers that soothe and caress like strains of music, bodies as powerful as a Tuscan sculpture.
Ida Scott, this is Amanda Wingfield. We missed you at the DAR meeting last Monday. I said to myself, she's probably suffering with that sinus condition. How is that sinus condition? Oh, horrors. Heaven of mercy. You're a Christian martyr, that's what you are. You're a Christian martyr. Well, I just now happened to notice that your subscription to the Companion's about to expire. Yes, it expires at the next issue, honey. Just when that wonderful new serial by Bessie May Hopper's getting off to such an exciting start. Oh, honey, it's something that you can't miss. You remember how Gone with the Wind took everybody by storm? Well, you simply couldn't go out if you hadn't read it. All everybody talked about was Scarlet O'Hara. Well, this is a book that critics already compare to Gone with the Wind. It's the Gone with the Wind of the post-World War generation. Huh? What? Burning? Oh, honey, don't let them burn. You go take a look in the oven and I'll hold... Oh, heavens, I think she's hung up. Oh, Tom, do you know what she did? She hung up on me.
Mother, Tom's trying to write.
Oh, so he is. So he is. Why can't you sit up straight?
Mother, please go busy yourself with something else. I'm trying to write.
Now, I've seen a medical chart, and I know what that position does to your internal organs. Now, you sit up and I'll shoot.
What in Christ's name am I supposed to do?
Don't you use that tone with me. You're not in my house. What's the matter with you? Have you gone out of your senses?
I have. That's true. Driven out.
What's the matter with you, you big, big idiot?
Look, I've got no thing, no single thing.
No, in your voice.
In my life that I can call my own.
Stop that shouting.
Yesterday, you confiscated my books. You had the nerve.
I took that horrible novel back to the library, yes. That hideous book by that insane Mr. Lawrence. I cannot control the output of diseased minds or people who cater to them, but I won't allow such filth brought into my house. No.
My house. Who pays the rent? Who makes a slave of himself?
Don't you dare!
No! I mustn't say anything. I've just got to keep quiet.
Let me tell you that
I don't want to hear any more.
You will hear more.
No, I won't hear more. I'm going out.
You come right back here.
Out!
You come back here, Tom Wingfield. I'm not through talking to you.
Oh, go.
Tom, you're going to listen, and no more insolence from you. I'm at the end of my patience.
What do you think I'm at the end of? Aren't I supposed to have any patience to reach the end of, Mother? I know. It seems unimportant to you what I'm doing and what I want to do, having a slight difference between them. You don't think...
I think that you've been doing things that you're ashamed of. That's why you act like this. I don't believe that you go to the movies every night. Nobody goes to the movies night after night. Nobody in their right minds goes to the movies as often as you pretend to. People don't go to the movies at nearly midnight. And movies don't let out at 2 a.m. Come in stumbling, muttering to yourself like a maniac. You get 3 hours sleep and then go to work. Oh, I can picture the way you're doing down there, moping, doping, because you're in no condition to...
No, I'm in no condition.
What right have you got to jeopardize your job? Jeopardize the security of us all? How do you think we'd manage if you...
Listen, you think I'm crazy about the warehouse? You think I'm in love with Continental Shoemakers? You think I want to spend 55 years down there in that Celotex interior? Look, I'd rather somebody picked up a crowbar and battered out my brains than go back mornings. But I go, Every time you come in yelling that goddamn rise and shine, I say to myself, how lucky dead people are. But I get up, I go. For $65 a month, I give up all that I dream of doing and being ever. And you say, self, self's all I ever think of. But listen, if self is what I thought of, Mother, I'd be where he is. Gone! As far as the system of transportation reaches. Don't grab at me, Mother!
I'm not grabbing at you. I just want to know where you're going.
I'm going to the movies.
I don't believe that lie.
No? Well, you're right. For once in your life, you're right. I'm going to opium dens. Yes, opium dens. Dens of vice and criminal hangouts, Mother. I've joined the Hogan Gang. I'm a hired assassin. I carry a Tommy gun in a violin case. I run a string of cat houses in the valley. They call me Killer. Killer Wingfield. I'm leading a double life. A simple, honest warehouse worker by day. And by night, a dynamic czar of the underworld, Mother. I go to gambling casinos. I spin away fortunes on the roulette table. I wear a patch over one eye and a false mustache. Sometimes I put on green whiskers. On those occasions, they call me El Diablo. Oh, I could tell you things to make you sleepless. My enemies plan to dynamite this place. They're going to blow us all sky high some night. And well, I'd be glad, and so will you be. You'll go up, up, up on a broomstick over Blue Mountain with 17 gentlemen callers. You ugly, babbling old witch!
Oh! Oh! My glass menagerie. I won't speak to you until you apologize.